Yeah, and I can't imagine what people are going through that have elevated PFOA in their water. I mean, it's tough, you know, it's tough enough when you find out that the rocks are giving you radon and arsenic when you test your well, but to understand that what you're drinking is a man-made chemical, it just makes it worse. Having said that, I think that part of the confusion hopefully will get clarified when EPA comes up out with a number for a chronic level, a long-term health advisory. In the absence of that number, people have been choosing different numbers, and I think that certainly adds to the fact that the entity that we look to set standards and to be very protective of our health has not come out with a number. The good news is that they should shortly. They've committed to coming out with a number within the spring, and we're hearing, you know, that probably within a few weeks we'll have a number. And hopefully that will help people in trying to understand this.